This is a really significant development. Kiel Infrastructure has fully decommissioned its U.S. Bitcoin mining operations and is repurposing those facilities for AI and high-performance computing workloads.
And that's an important point. This is not a minor operational adjustment. It represents a strategic repositioning of its real estate, power contracts, cooling systems, network capacity, and long-term revenue model.
The key fact here is that Kiel is exiting U.S. Bitcoin mining entirely, not just reducing its footprint.
That makes the decision a strong signal. The company appears to view AI and high-performance computing as more attractive, stable, and scalable use cases for its existing infrastructure.
Bitcoin mining has historically been a major consumer of data center space, especially in U.S. regions with cheap electricity, available land, and industrial infrastructure.
But mining revenue is cyclical and exposed to several variables, including Bitcoin price, block rewards, transaction fees, network difficulty, hardware depreciation, and power costs.
Even efficient miners can face pressure when market conditions shift.
AI and high-performance computing offer a different profile. Demand is driven by large language model training, inference, cloud services, research, engineering simulations, and enterprise analytics, and it can be supported by longer-term, contract-based customer relationships.
That's why former Bitcoin mining sites can be so valuable. They often already have substantial power capacity, cooling systems, electrical infrastructure, physical security, and operational teams.
Power availability is one of the biggest bottlenecks in modern data center construction, so facilities with existing grid access and physical foundations can be converted more quickly than building new sites from scratch.
Of course, not every mining site is suitable. But those with the right power density, cooling capacity, and connectivity can become competitive compute centers.
The transition also changes the operational model.
Bitcoin mining is relatively straightforward. Run ASICs, manage electricity costs, maintain hardware, and optimize efficiency per watt.
AI and high-performance computing facilities require more sophisticated infrastructure management, including high-speed networking, advanced cooling, redundancy planning, and support for specialized customer workloads.
The hardware mix changes too, moving from single-purpose ASICs to GPUs, CPUs, storage systems, and accelerators that can support a wider range of tasks.
Customer relationships change as well.
A Bitcoin miner typically sells hash power or mines its own coins, while a data center operator serving AI and high-performance computing may serve cloud providers, technology companies, research institutions, government agencies, and enterprise clients.
Those relationships are often more contract-driven and less exposed to daily cryptocurrency market volatility, which can make revenue more predictable.
Kiel's decision is likely to influence the broader crypto mining landscape.
It reinforces the idea that the most valuable assets in this space may not be mining hardware itself, but land, power access, cooling capacity, and operational expertise.
As AI demand grows, some Bitcoin mining sites may increasingly be viewed as transitional assets rather than permanent mining locations.
That does not mean Bitcoin mining is disappearing.
It remains central to Bitcoin's security model, and many operators remain heavily invested in the sector.
However, the industry is becoming more competitive and financially disciplined.
Companies that can adapt, diversify, and leverage existing infrastructure for multiple uses may have a stronger long-term position.
A broader trend is also emerging. The line between crypto infrastructure and traditional technology infrastructure is blurring.
Data centers are no longer just used for file storage or basic web services.
They are becoming critical platforms for AI, enterprise computing, scientific research, and advanced analytics.
In that context, a former Bitcoin mining site can become part of a much larger digital economy.
The bigger signal is that power, real estate, and compute are converging.
Building new data centers from scratch can be slow, expensive, and dependent on grid capacity, permitting, and supply chains.
Repurposing existing facilities can be faster and more efficient, especially when the site already has the physical foundations in place.
In the U.S., regional differences in electricity costs and infrastructure availability make certain locations especially attractive for compute-intensive businesses.
A facility that was well-suited to Bitcoin mining because of its power access and scale may also be well-suited to AI workloads after appropriate upgrades.
For investors, operators, and industry observers, the takeaway is that the future of data center infrastructure may not belong to any single use case.
It will likely belong to operators who can flex between workloads, manage energy costs effectively, and serve a wide range of customers.
In that environment, the ability to pivot may be just as important as the ability to build.
Keel Infrastructure's move is a meaningful signal that crypto mining infrastructure is increasingly being evaluated through the lens of broader compute demand.
While Bitcoin remains an important part of the digital economy, the fastest growing opportunities may now lie in AI, enterprise workloads, and high-performance computing.
For companies that can repurpose their assets with speed and precision, the transition could turn a once-niche mining business into a much larger infrastructure business.